AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is gathering today with representatives from more than two dozen countries that have joined his Board of Peace and several that have opted not to for an inaugural meeting. Trump announced ahead of the gathering that board members have pledged $5 billion for reconstruction, a fraction of the estimated $70 billion needed to rebuild the Palestinian territory after 2 years of war. Members are expected to unveil commitments of thousands of personnel to international stabilization and police forces for the territory. AP correspondent Donna Warder has an update on Trump's plans to build a massive ballroom.
The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, the federal panel responsible for reviewing President Donald Trump's plans to build a massive ballroom, is expected to advance the project when it meets Thursday. The panel is now led by Trump appointees. At January's monthly meeting, some commissioners questioned the lead architect about the immense scale of the project, even though they broadly endorsed it. Trump's demolishing of the White House East Wing to build the ballroom, about twice the size of the White House itself, prompted public outcry in October, when the project began without independent reviews and congressional approval. And the National Trust for Historic Preservation has sued in federal court to halt construction. That case is pending. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Labor Department says U.S. applications for jobless aid fell to 206,000 last week, as layoffs remain at historically low levels. The U.S. stock market is moving lower following mixed profit reports from Walmart and other big companies. Oil prices are rising as worries flare up about a possible conflict between the U.S. and Iran. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Hawaii has a chicken problem.
Lawmakers in Hawaii are working on tougher ways to deal with feral chickens as residents complain about noise, mess, and growing flocks with birds digging up yards in Honolulu. Resident Mason Iona.
3:30 in the morning. They start making noise.
A new bill would let residents kill the chickens. Another measure fines people who feed or release them. Animal advocates have pushed back, saying Honolulu offers a program to trap chickens on private property, but it costs money, and complaints about feral chickens keep rising. Claudia Kuoa Virtudis says people have dumped the chickens.
You gotta get rid of them. There's a place for them, and it's not here at the park.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.